You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome again to Power Up Your Authentic Leader. We're talking about making yourself your plan A, right? I'm Dr. Jay Dene, and so we talked a little bit about filling your own cup. Today we're going to talk about why that's important. So I want to start a little bit with talking about authenticity, because again, this is Power Up Your Authentic Leader, right? And we talk about being authentic. We're really talking about being real to yourself, being true to yourself, and being genuine, being the person that you are inside of yourself, and sort of laying down our social mask in order that we can begin to explore who we really are from the inside out. And that takes some time. It takes some work. It's extremely rewarding, though. And then when we do that, we want to be able to turn that in and help that to turn over for us in our leadership style to make us better leaders. And so I mentioned to you before that the nature of leadership really is to be a leader for yourself first. You really do have to be a leader in your own life, in your own world first. And if you can't lead yourself, then you really have to question how effective you can be with leading others. So I want us to just keep that in mind, because generally, when we think about leadership, it's what we do for other people. And so a big part of this whole 30 days is to get you to consider how you're treating yourself in the process and get you to love yourself more and treat yourself better and to not abuse yourself. So then you don't abuse others and treat others bad or treat others in bad ways. And you're more productive in your life, not only at work, but in your family life and in your own personal, with your own personal stuff. Okay? So today I want to talk about why we should make ourselves our plan A. So first of all, we're talking about giving ourselves time, basically, and how are we going to do that? And we learn how to function at work and at home relative to what we've seen others do. I want us to have the courage, though, to really look critically at what we do, how we do it, why we do it. And I've said this before, so that we can identify, is this something that we really want to continue doing? Is it working for us? So one reason why we want to put ourselves first and make ourselves our plan A is because when we treat ourselves well, then we teach others how to treat us well. So a lot of times we are unaware of our own needs. We are not on that. That's not even on our radar. And we become upset when others fall short of our expectations. When they see you treat yourself well, they're going to treat you well. This is also really important for emotional stability. I know for me personally, when I am eating well and I'm going to my workouts regularly, I feel amazing. I need that. And when I don't do that, I become a very, very different person. But taking good care of yourself and making yourself your plan A brings about an emotional stability that is amazing. And you wake up feeling differently every day, and you go about your day feeling differently every day. And yes, you feel different inside of yourself. So you come out feeling your outward presentation mirrors that amazing feeling that you have inside. This is also really important, because in doing this and putting yourself first and making yourself your plan A, when you do this work, you really do peel back the layers of your own onion. And you, again, you learn what your strengths are, your weaknesses are, where you've fallen short, this reflective thing that we talked about. But in that process, you learn who and what is important. And when you learn who and what is important, you learn who and what to give your time to. And until then, you're probably giving it to too many people on too many things, and you are exhausting a whole lot of energy in the process. But when you make yourself your plan A, you become more efficient, and you then have no problem with putting people and other things into perspective. But also, you begin to attract the right people in your life, the right people, the situations, the right experiences, because you are the light of your life at this point. And the only thing that can come to you at that point is light and life. And so make yourself your plan A, and you're going to see a remarkable change in your interactions with others. And the last thing that I want to talk about today is that you get more time with yourself. You get more time with yourself to continue to evolve into your authentic self. And that is the cycle of it all. So you start out that way. You kind of learn some things about yourself. You show up in the world a brand new way, attract new people. Your glass is full. You're more productive at work. You're more authentic in your home, within yourself, your leadership style. And that cycle continues as long as you continue to come back to yourself. So you really do have to think about what rituals you want to establish in your life.
So I want you to keep in mind as we move along that you are on your journey, and I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself along the way. I also want you to stay in touch with me on Instagram at Dr. J. Denae. And until the next time, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.